Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, September 14th. Environment Canada says we should expect bad weather in the area. There is a severe thunderstorm warning in place for Grey Bruce as well as a tornado watch. More details coming up in the forecast. Saugeen Shores police say with the area in store for more unsettled weather today, the risk of falling branches is greater from trees that were already compromised in last Tuesday's violent storm. During that storm, there was significant damage to trees around Saugeen Shores and on Bruce Road 13, just outside of Southampton, on the way to Sauble Beach. Grey Bruce OPP are looking for assistance in locating a 64-year-old woman. Mary Ann Epp was last seen at about 7:30 yesterday morning just outside of Owen Sound. If you have any information regarding her whereabouts, you're asked to call Grey Bruce OPP. You can find a picture of her on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. The OPP have released more details today about an investigation that shut down Heritage Drive in Collingwood. Police say a body was found in the water near the shoreline around 4:30 yesterday afternoon, but the death is not believed to be suspicious. An autopsy will be conducted and the identity of the victim is being withheld pending next of kin notification. The Owen Sound and District Chamber of Commerce is hosting an all-candidates meeting tonight ahead of the federal election in Bruce Gray Owen Sound. The Chamber's event poster lists participating candidates from five parties: Conservative candidate and incumbent MP Alex Ruff, Liberal candidate Anne-Marie Watson, People's Party candidate Anna-Marie Fosbrook, NDP candidate Christopher Newdorf, and Green Party candidate Michelle Lawrence. You can watch the debate live streamed on the Chamber's Facebook page or on Rogers TV starting at 7 tonight. Saugeen Shores has lifted its pandemic state of emergency. The town declared a state of emergency back on March 24, 2020. The town says as the pandemic continues and the community gradually reopens with standard operating procedures in place, the state of emergency is no longer needed. Provincial orders are still in effect. A demolition ceremony was held last night for the former Paisley Inn. Budget Environmental Incorporated is set to demolish the building at 604 Queen Street South this month, with completion set for mid-October. The municipality says there are plans to build a mixed residential and commercial building in the same location with many of the same design attributes. Meaford Council has voted in favor of maintaining its current stake in the Intertownship Fire Department and to have staff prepare an updated ownership agreement. Discussions were held about whether the municipality would sell its 25% ownership stake in Intertownship to Georgian Bluffs, as well as enter into a fire suppression agreement with Georgian Bluffs for services from Intertownship. Through a recorded vote, it was decided unanimously to have staff bring back an updated Intertownship Fire Department agreement, which council will be reviewing at a later meeting on September 27th. Meaford Director of Community Services, Matt Smith.
Everything stays the same except for that board responsibilities bit. It just covers us as a municipality a little bit better, gives more support to the fire chief than he currently has from a monthly board, and helps the department to move forward.
Canadian comedian Norm MacDonald has died. He was best known for his appearances on Saturday Night Live. MacDonald was 61 years old. His brother Neil says Norm MacDonald died from leukemia. In sports in Major League Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays have won 4 in a row and 12 of their last 13 games to grab possession of the first wild card spot in the American League. The Jays host the Tampa Bay Rays again tonight. Game time is 7:07 at the Rogers Centre. Last night, the Blue Jays smoked Tampa Bay 8-1. The teams competing with the Blue Jays for a wild card spot are all in action tonight. The Boston Red Sox and New York Yankees are one game behind Toronto in the standings. The Red Sox are at Seattle to meet the Mariners, who are 2.5 games behind Toronto. The Yankees made a comeback win last night against Minnesota. They'll be in Baltimore tonight to face the Orioles, and the Oakland A's, who are 2.5 out in the wild card chase, will be in Kansas City to meet the Royals. In Major League Soccer, 4 games tonight, including Inter Miami at Toronto FC. TFC is winless in 8 games and sits last in the Eastern Conference. Game time is 7:30 at BMO Field. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.